Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Church of the living God, we serve a good God. We serve a merciful God. He knows what's going on with you. And not only does he know, he cares what's going on. I'm a living witness that God will do what he says. And he will keep his promises. The problem is, wonder if we will keep our promise. Praise God. First, giving praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to my pastor, to the ministers on the roster, to the officers of this church, and to my brothers and sisters in Christ, good morning. And it's good to see you. I'm a little handicapped, but I'm not making that as an excuse. I'm just forewarning you. So if I don't dot every I and cross every T, please be patient with me. For you see, God is not through with me. When he gets through with me, I shall come forth. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. I shall come forth. Hallelujah. As pure gold. Oh, praise the Lord. I didn't get up to say all this, but Lord have mercy. I haven't preached in over a year. So it's to me today, it seemed as though it's my initial sermon. But that's all right. I'm going to be like the Apostle Paul. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessing. If you turn your Bibles with me, Genesis, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And this is what the word of the Lord say. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield. And thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowel shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now towards heaven. And tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord. He believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. You know, church, we all need to believe. I don't care what you know, what you have, or where you go, or where you've been. We all need to believe. So I want to use as a title this morning, Just Believe.
All right now. Preach it. Preach it.
It has been said that a man is what he eats.
All right now.
But someone else has said that a man is what he reads. Still another says that a man is what he thinks. Well, Proverbs said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. To this clear statement that identify the essence of a person being, I would add another which say that a person is what he or she believes. You see, you are not only what you consume physically or what you conceptualize or internalize mentally. You are what you believe in your heart. If you believe you can, then you can. But if you believe you cannot, then you won't be able to do so. You see, my brothers and my sisters, everything we do, from the most simple act to the most complex task, requires that we believe in ourselves and our ability to perform. Before we get out of bed, lift a fork, or speak a word, we must believe that we can. Before we can memorize a speech or learn a lesson or drive a car, we must believe that we can. Before we can stop smoking or drinking or overeating or any other habit, we must believe that we can. And if we don't have this strength ourselves, then we must have enough faith to believe in God and the power of Jesus Christ to help us do what we believe that we cannot do for ourselves. My brothers and my sisters, we are what we believe. If we believe that we are nobody, guess what? We are nobody. You see, nobody can make you a failure. That's something you have to do for yourself. But as long as you don't give up, you can keep on trying. You hold your head up high and you bounce back no matter how many times, oh, praise God, that you've been discouraged, frustrated, or disappointed. But listen, once you give up on yourself, on God, and on life, and on other people, then failure cannot be avoided. You see, my brothers and my sisters, no person really starts failing until he starts failing from the inside outside. You need to believe. That's all you need to do. You know, I heard a story of a man that was selling ice in a community. He had been selling ice there for a long time. And there was a young man who had been observing what the man was doing. So he decided, he said, well, I think maybe I will go into business also and do the same thing this man was doing. And the young man, he made a good quality of product, and he even gave better service. But there was one old lady in that community. I don't know. He went to her and he said, well, now everybody else is buying my ice. What is the problem, ma'am, that you can't buy my ice? Well, the old lady replied to the young man. She said, well, son, I don't have anything personally against you, but I just believe that the other man's ice is a little bit colder than yours. So you see, my brothers and sisters, you just need to believe. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, when we fail to believe in ourselves, we are an insult to the God that made us. In the book of Numbers, we read of a tragic incident that occurred while the Israelites were on their way to the promised land. When they had reached Kadesh Barnea in the wilderness of Paran, Moses sent out 12 men to spy and survey on the promised land and bring back a report. Only Caleb and Joshua saw the land and encouraged the people to go forward. The other 10 spies looked at the land of promise, but you see, they paid more attention to their opposition. They said the land is good and it flows with milk and honey, just as we were told, but the cities are high and fenced in, and the people who inhabit them are giants. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so they even in their sight. Well, you see, this was not the first time that the Israelites had complained and wanted to go back to Egypt. They had complained and wanted to return when their provision ran out. They complained at the Red Sea. Now, this God could tolerate. You see, God could make a way through the Red Sea. And God could give them manna to eat and provide water in a dry and starving land. But however, he could not make them believe in themselves. You see, that is something they would have to do on their own accord. Now, those who God had chosen, when they refused, God raised up another generation and put them in the wilderness. You see, when we stop believing, when we become cynical, then we shackle the power of Christ in our life. Now, when Jesus went home to Nazareth, he did no mighty work there. It's not because of the power that had worked elsewhere that it wouldn't work there. It's not because he doubted in his own ability. The scripture tells us that Jesus did no mighty work in Nazareth because of the people's unbelief. And I want to tell you today, people, the sick in our church will not be healed when the church is full of belief, the unbelief. The church, I'm telling you, the souls will not be saved in the church when the church is filled with unbelief. The pastor won't be able to lead and direct the church in the way it should go because of all of the unbelief in the church. I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, we have to believe. Now, Abraham was a great man because he had great faith. Our text tells us that Abraham believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. He did not slay any giants like David did or write any proverbs as Solomon did. He just believed God. He did not confront any pharaohs or dispense any laws as Moses did. He just simply believed God. He was not a learned scribe like Ezra or a great builder like Nehemiah. He just simply believed God. He did not have the strength of Samson or Mordecai's political mental keenness. He just believed God. He did not command the sun to stand still as Joshua did or defeat an army as Gideon did. He just simply believed God. He did not walk through any flames as the three Hebrew boys did or spent any time in the lions did as Daniel did. He just believed God. He did not dream any dream as Joseph did or see any vision as Ezekiel did. Abraham just believed God. He did not proclaim the coming of the Messiah's coming as Isaiah did or call forth fire from heaven as Elijah did. Abraham, he just simply believed God. when God instructed him to pack up and journey to a land that he knew not. Guess what? Abraham, he did not doubt God. He just simply went on because he believed God. When he was told that he and his wife Sarah would bear a child and that their descendant would be many as the sand along the seashore, Abraham believed God. Abraham saw himself and his wife far beyond childbearing age, but he believed God. When he was 99 and Sarah was 90, their son Isaac was born. But I came to tell you this morning, miracles can still happen when you believe long enough and strong enough. This sick that we have given up for dead, this sick that we have pronounced as long life invalid, they can still be healed when we believe. You do remember Hezekiah. He was on his sickbed. Oh, hallelujah. His body was aching with pain. The doctors had given up on him. But Hezekiah, he turned his face to the wall and he cried out to God for mercy and for healing. And guess what? God heard his cry. And he added 15 more years to his life. You see, my brothers and my sisters, ways can still be made out of no man when we believe. Those who seem to be lost forever can still be healed if we only believe. When the Lord spoke to Abraham and told him to take Isaac, the son of his old age, his pride and joy, and the crown and glory of his life, of whom he had placed his hope for posterity, whose life Abraham cherished more than his own. But when God told him to take Isaac and sacrifice him, he still believed God. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, there are going to come times in your life when your belief and everything that you stand for is going to be tested. There will come time when your courage and your faith will be strained to the breaking point, and you will cry out, Lord, how much longer and how much more? Hallelujah. You need to understand that you're going to walk through some of life's valleys by yourself, not even your closest companion, friend, or loved one can do anything for you. Sometimes, like the prophet of old, you must tread life one person, all alone, by yourself. But you just keep on believing. There may be some here today who wonder, well, Reverend Polk, how in the world can I keep believing when everything is turning against me? There may be some who wonder, how can I keep on smiling when you are going through one of the worst storms in your life? There may be someone who wonder how you can hold your head up and appear to be strong when your whole world is crashing all around you. But I come to tell you, if you know, in spite of what happened, your Heavenly Father is in control of your life, then you can say, as Job said, say what you will of me. I'm going to keep on believing. For though he may slay me, yet will I trust him. For this I know, my Redeemer, he liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my sin once destroyed its body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom my eyes shall behold, and not another. So my brothers and my sisters, no matter what happens from day to day, you keep on believing and understanding that everything that happens, God has a reason. I heard somebody say, I trust in God wherever I may be, on the land or on a rolling sea. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. Heavenly Father, he watches over me. Heavenly Father, he watches over me. When I'm sleeping, he watches over me. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, you just keep on believing. When the friends turn their back on you, keep on believing. When the doctor give up hope on you and say there is no hope, you keep on believing, knowing that all things are possible with God. When you are down to your last dime, keep on believing, knowing that God will come right on time. I don't know about you, but I believe in God because he is so real to me every day. When I wake up and see all of the things that he has given to me, it makes me know that my God is real. How can I doubt him? Oh, hallelujah. When I can't live without him, yes, my God is real. So you keep on believing when everything is turned against you. And it seems like there is no hope. You just keep on believing. And God will, I say, God will make everything all right. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but God is so real and so good to me. He's been good to me. He allowed me 86 years. And that is a blessing. And I know very well if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I could have been gone. Just like friends and loved ones. But the Lord, he's keeping me. I don't know why Jesus loved me, but I'm so glad he does. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. Is there anyone here that has not made the Lord Jesus Christ your personal Savior? If you have not, I encourage you, you need to come. You need to come. You see, you don't need to put off until tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. Even the Lord's Prayer said, give us this day. Yes, it didn't say, yes, give yes. us tomorrow's. Hallelujah. So you need to come. Anyone. Is there one? Everybody in here saved, just raise your hand if you're saved. And you know you're saved. Hallelujah. No more to be said if you're saved. Praise God.
Amen. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Hallelujah. Reverend Pope said that it's been a year since God used him to stand in the pulpit and preach. It's actually been, I believe, more like 3 years.
All right now.
But you know what?
All right.
I don't count the years.
That's right.
I just tell you, it's been too long.
Amen.
God meant to use you, and he used you in a mighty way this morning. I don't think that anybody who's here right now thought when you got up that you were going to bring the word with the power that you brought the word. But you believed.
Amen.
Yeah. You knew God was going to use Amen. You. God did use you on this day.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that I and all of us are here. We're able to witness the word that God had for us through you. Somehow I can't help but think that those who may have had a little doubt about their situations are now stirred up.
Yes, sir.
To recognize that they just need to believe. Thank you, Reverend Pope. Thank you for letting God use you the way that he did.
Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity.